Today we all will be meeting Avyakt Bap Dada, and we will be having the privilege to listen Shilu Bhen on the subject how to meet Avyakt Bap Dada. And when Baba was in Sakar, in his body, Brahma Baba, so what is the difference between in meeting corporeal form and then in the subtle form? That all we will be listening today in the evening. Today we are here to share mostly how to become karmatit, how to attain our final stage. Because I had the privilege to be with Brahma Baba for about 6 to 7 years, and especially on the last 2 days when Brahma Baba became avyakt, he left his corporeal body and attained the subtle form. So what was the difference? And since we all have to attain that stage, so it is better if we are having a few points in our mind that these are the, say, so-called symptoms of karmatit stage and how we can attain that stage. Baba used to reside here, and though we all know about the history of the institution, that it was established in Hyderabad, in Karachi, now it is in Pakistan, and how our whole yajna shifted, and in the year 1951. But in the year 62 and or 63, when I came in contact with this Brahma Kumari's institution, since then I have been coming here, and at that time only the history hall, we all know. So that Baba used to take class in that history hall, and whatever the parties used to come, they used to meet Baba either in the history hall or in Baba's room or sometime in the hut also, depending on the size of the party. If there used to be one or two persons or few, then we used to meet Baba in the hut or Baba's room. But if the party is big enough, then we all used to meet Baba there in the history hall. So whenever we used to come here to meet Baba, so depends on the timing. And Baba often used to greet us with his open arms, "Oh, my dear lovely child, sweet child." And just as there was a magnetic pull, we all used to go in his arms, irrespective of any feeling, whether one is male, female, young or old, or anybody. But there used to be such a sort of magnetic pull, and as soon as we used to go in his arm, we used to completely forget about the body and only the soul conscious stage. It was due to virtue of Brahma Baba's spiritual stage what he has attained, that whenever he used to touch anybody or give vibrations or see anybody, immediately the other one used to forget about himself or herself. And they used to feel as they are pure soul, virtuous soul, powerful soul. So, because Baba has attained that stage, and Brahma Baba was also a ordinary human being, as we all must have gone through the life history of Brahma Baba. He was a jeweler, dealing in the business of the diamond and gold, etc. But once when he got the spiritual knowledge, Baba, Shiv Baba touched him, then what he practiced first was that I am a soul. And still there are two diaries with Ishudadi, who used to be with Brahma Baba since those days. And in one diary, you might have heard that Baba, how he practiced that I am a soul, Jasoda is a soul, Nirmala is soul. Everybody to whom Baba used to come in contact, that I am soul, he is soul, she is soul. Jasoda was Baba's wife, Laukik wife, then Narayan was his son, Nirmala was daughter, like that. So because usually our intellect goes wherever we are having relationship, the love, emotional connection and like that. So Baba first practiced and he filled all the pages just in that diary written that I am soul, he is soul, she is soul, his business partner, he is soul. So let me ask myself that when I have become a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, and I have also to attain that stage, Karmatit stage, then whether I have practiced so much to attain this stage of soul consciousness, that to whomsoever I see or I radiate the vibrations, everybody also just becomes soul, having a feeling of soul consciousness. So that was the very first stage in the Brahma Baba's life. It was in the, you see, late 30s. And even before the formation of this institution, 33, 34 or so. So that was the beginning in Brahma Baba's life. And we all start our divine life at various stages. Somebody, those who are sitting here, somebody may be of some 5-year-old, 10-year, spiritual age, and 15, 20. But let me again recollect that whether I have practiced so much, because ultimately this will be the first, this is the first and the last paper. Because if I am established in the soul conscious stage, then whatever the maya comes or weakness, weak thoughts or anything, then it cannot sustain. And I will be the victorious soul. So that is the first thing which Baba practiced. So we all practice as per our efforts. But let us speed up our efforts as Baba did it. Not necessarily by writing, but at least by seeing everybody that Baba says. And in the last Murli and whatever the homework Baba has given in the Murli of 5th March, Shivratri, that your face should reflect Baba's face. Your smile, face should always having a smile as of achieving something great. And likewise, so that my each and every action, my vision, whatever the work, my behavior, whatever the actions I perform, let all reflect a sort of divinity. Then what is in the second diary? That what I was talking about in the first diary, Baba has practiced, I am soul, such and such, all are souls. Because it is usually the human nature, if somebody writes it, then it becomes a permanent thing. We may recollect our student days. So when we were studying, so at that time we used to write if something we want to remember. Writing once, twice, thrice, etc. And then without seeing the diary, then again if I recollect again and again, that thing becomes a sort of permanent nature. Then in the second diary, what Baba often refers in Avyakt Murli is that, you remember what? Yes, we have to sit with our ministers. Who are our ministers? Senses. And senses are also of two types. Yes, one is these physical senses, subtle senses. So, do we practice that one? And in that second diary, Baba has written about it. How to sit a sort of in parliament with our so-called subtle ministers, the mind, intellect, our, yes, impressions. How to sit with that one and how to talk with that one, those ones. So, in one diary Baba has written, Baba is talking with his mind. Oh, mind, I am soul, the king. You are my minister. But you have become so powerful and the soul has become weak. So you have been always commanding me, the soul, the king. And I have been following you. Whatever the path you used to take, I was following that one. But now I declare that I, the soul, has again regained my position. I am the king. You have to obey me. And now since I am the king, I am telling you, mind, that now no more weaknesses, no more wandering, and you have to obey me. And Baba commanded his own mind first. Similarly, Baba is talking with his intellect. Oh, my intellect, you have also been following the mind. And whatever the mind used to tell, you have been just giving the stamp. Yes, you do this one. But now I again command you, you also, that now I, the king, has attained my original position. And now you have to obey me. And not that whatever the mind says, but whatever the I, the soul, the king say, you have to obey me. So like that, Baba used to command in the beginning. And then Baba has written in the end that after a few practices, then one day the mind responded, okay sir, now I am under you. Whatever you say, I will follow. You are my king. You are the supreme one. So let me also just think about myself, whether I also command my mind or intellect or my actions. Or often, quite often we say, oh, what to do? Though I wanted to do this one, but I could not do. My mind wandered and these senses, they performed this action, which in fact I did not want to do. But I don't know how it has happened. I wanted to be a peaceful soul, but I don't know how it happened that I got angry and such words slipped out of my mouth. No, this thing must end, and Baba did this thing just in the beginning. So these two diaries are still available with one Dadi Ishuji, and one can see. And I had also the good fortune to have the Xerox copy of that one, once Dada when our senior brother was here, he got it Xerox and then he distributed. So these were such words. And again, now I have to sit with my these subtle senses and talk with them. If whether something has slipped out of my mind, whether this mind or intellect, they are again under the influence of my old sanskars, my past vicious sanskars. So since Baba practiced this much a lot, so he had such a soul conscious vision, such a powerful, that whomsoever he used to meet, then they will automatically will be pulled up. And they will forget that whatever the body we are having, and they used to just go in Baba's lap and feel as they are just bodiless. So this was Baba's stage, what we have seen. And as the services were expanding, Baba's services in India, so whenever we used to come, we used to bring the news, Baba, this center is opened, this is the exhibition conducted. So Baba used to give sufficient time. Okay, good, good. Now you do like this. But as Baba was advancing towards his Karmatit stage, gradually, especially in the years 68 and 69, when Baba left his body, so just Baba will see, whenever we will start to tell Baba about services, Baba will listen, give a few, 1 or 2 minutes, and then Baba will say, okay, Baba understood everything, and do like this, and just condense. Baba was, as he was winding up everything, and in short, Baba used to say, okay, you just give me a very, very small summary of what you want to say. So as one approaches towards the Karmatit stage, he will like to wind up mentally all the services and whatever the expansions are there. So let me also feel whether I am expanding or I am trying to wind up. Because in the end, if more and more expansion is there, there is all likelihood that my intellect and my sanskar, they may be stuck up there, and I may find it difficult in the end. What Baba says, that only one and one, none but one should be in the memory. Only Baba's remembrance. That stage may become difficult for us to attend if a lot of expansion of services and relationship and of other things are there. So we have to gradually wind up. And how Baba used to practice it? We have seen that earlier, whenever we will meet, Baba will be sitting in either his hut or the history hall or wherever we used to meet, and then Baba will come and, okay, come children, and he will talk. And Baba was also very humorous. He will talk in detail and tell something, lot about himself. He will ask. But during the last, say, 1 year or 1.5 years, I have seen him number of times, that whenever the party will go, the teacher, she may call Baba, Baba, and though the Baba is sitting, the eyes open, but as he is lost somewhere. And then when somebody will call again and again, Baba, Baba, then Baba will get a sort of jerk little, and then as Baba again comes back in the body, and then again he will ask that, oh, are you calling me? Yes. Then Baba will just exchange the views and ask, okay, you have come, come on, sit down. And then Baba will just, the whole party may be introduced to Baba, and then Baba may give direction. But the important part was that if Baba is sitting, though physically he used to be here, but mentally he used to be as somewhere else, either in Paramdham or Sukshamvatan or at golden age, but physically he used to be here. And when if somebody is calling, then Baba will get a jerk and then he will come here. And then as soon as the conversation used to be over, then Baba will again go back. It is not that his eyes will be closed, though it may look like that, but physically as he is here, but mentally as he is somewhere. So Baba had to make efforts to come down from up to down. Let us inquire ourselves whether it takes me time to go from this world to that world, or whether it takes time from me to come from the subtle world or the paramdham to this world. No? Where the efforts, my effort goes? Yes? You are telling something? Most of us, we will say, oh, it's quite easy to come from the paramdham or sukshamatan to this, because as soon as the red light is converted into white, our music is stopped, immediately we come in the body. But it takes time and it is little difficult to go from the body, away from the body. But as soon as our stage is improving day by day, naturally that stage will come, that we will like to be always in that silent stage, and then we will have to make effort to come from that stage to this world, and then again to go to that world, it may not be difficult. So these are some of the things from which we can just assure ourselves whether I am moving in right direction or still some direction is required to be changed. So these were some of the stages. Then what else? Then I found, especially during the last, as I was telling you, say 8-10 months or 1 year, that whenever we used to meet Baba, then since I was a science student and I was an engineer, so there are some points in our spiritual knowledge which usually contradicts with the existing scientific theories. So I was quite free with Baba and sometime we used to exchange. But during that I am talking you between 63 to some 67 or so. Baba will give us time and then we discuss some of the things. But during the last 1 year or so, if some points are there in my mind, today I will tell Baba like this. So as soon as we used to go before Baba, Baba will give a drishti, just for a few seconds, and then Baba will, you have come for this one, this is your question, okay, do like this, and this will happen like this. So once, twice, thrice, four times, number of times when it happened that I didn't get any opportunity to speak, and before that Baba used to tell, what is going on in my mind. So once I asked Didi Ji, Badi Didi Ji, Manmohani Didi Ji, so that how it happened that Baba just read my thoughts, whatever are going on. Then she told very nice thing that, you see, when one is attaining the final stage, the karmatit stage, and when, you see, one is having full control over one's own thoughts or feelings, then one can clearly read the thoughts of others. And this explains how in the end, during the last stages, people will come before you with so many desires, and they will feel as their desires are getting fulfilled. Why? Because if I am in that stage, if I am having complete, I have conquered my thoughts, then I can read the thoughts of others. If some my own thoughts are going on, then my thoughts will be mixed up in others' thoughts. As if suppose some water is there and there are no ripples or waves, very clean water, then I can see my face in that one. But once you throw a stone, little pebble, then so many waves will be generated and one may not be able to see his own, face in that one. Similarly, in our mind also, I should not have my own thoughts. Means I must have conquered up to that stage that I become almost a thoughtless. Of course, one can't become a thoughtless, but the main thing is that as and when I want, I may start my thoughts, and as and when I want to wind up, then no thoughts. This is one of the other, so-called symptom, other stage of karmatita stage, the final stage. So, number of times we have heard that we used to go before Baba, and Baba will tell these things, and we all must have gone through the Baba's life history, how one Sardarji came in the beginning and he got the vision of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, his own Guru. And then he just fell on the feet of Baba. Oh Baba, I actually came to kill you, but I saw you, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, his own actually the preceptor, the spiritual father, and so he was conquered. So in the end also, but Baba has said in number of Murlis, that in the end when there will be problem and problem everywhere, people will be running towards you. And since you are few in number and the whole world souls, they will be coming and they will be having the feeling, Baba says, that one comes, just if somebody comes with all the problems and once they see you, they feel as all the problems are solved. They got the solution of all the problems. One come, peaceless soul comes, and as soon as they come to you and they have your vision, they go very, very peaceful soul. One very unhappy and sorrowful soul comes, person comes, and when they go back, they are having a feeling of contentment, happiness, and like that. And that is possible only if I have conquered my own thoughts and I am able to read their thoughts, and then accordingly I vibrate my feelings, my thoughts and my powerful states. Then only they will be able to receive it. So this was not only my experience, this was the experience of number of persons who used to come there, and Baba will tell, oh, this is for this one you have come. Okay, do like this and this will happen. And for that one, Baba is getting us ready, that is sort of a mind control exercise. Baba has referred this thing in number of Murlis. Mind control exercise. As and when you want, in whatever stage, you be there. Starting from Paramdham, oh, I am the peaceful soul, I am contented soul, like that. Then come to the golden age. Have those type of thoughts. So that other thoughts are, because all these thoughts are good thoughts. The Paramdham, soul words thought, the this age, golden age thought, or this Sangam Yug, Brahman, or Farishta, angelic stage, all are good. But Baba wants to take us further. That in that one also, particular if you are in the stage, if you feel that you are in the golden aged world, then that Brahman stage thoughts or the Paramdham thoughts, they should not come. So up to that one, Baba wants us. That is the mind control. So if once we attain that stage of mind control, then definitely one can read the thought of others. So this what we have seen in the Baba in the end. And we also all have to pass through these stages, then only everybody will be feeling that a sort of contentment, and they will feel as they have come to a right place. Because Baba wants ultimately the aim of all of us, whatever the Purusharth we are doing, What is our ultimate aim is? What is our aim ultimate? Yes? And how to attain that stage? Because Baba says that last antmate sogate means whatever the thought are going in our mind at the time of leaving our body, accordingly our birth will be there. Next birth. So our all purusharth is for that moment only, for that second, when I leave this body, so that at that time nothing else come to my mind and accordingly I, whatever the stage is there, ultimate final stage, that I attain that stage. Antmati sogati. Okay? So we don't know how the last moment, our last breath, what I am breathing, last breath is there, we don't know. So that is why we all are practicing for all these things. Antmati. And for that one, Baba has given us one exercise. And usually we say that whenever a person dies, a person leaves the body, then his two things get changed. You know all what? A person dies, then two things. One is dress, other is address. Very easy to remember. Dress and address. What is the dress of the soul? Is body. So body gets changed. And address also. Wherever the soul has gone and where the birth has been there, nobody knows. Or so many dadis and elder brothers and sister and Dadi Prakashwani has also gone. None of us know where they have gone. So address is also changed and dress also gets changed. One is male, another has become female or the male, whatever it is, don't know. So this exercise again and again, Baba asks us, because we all have to leave the body, so our dress and address, so try to change this dress and address now as many number of times as possible mentally, daily. So sometimes whenever you are, suppose you are practicing, you are in the Paramdham, then you are not having any dress, you are pure soul. And as soon as we come to the golden aged world, Satyugi world, then have a feeling that I am a prince, princess, king. And accordingly, those type of vision try to bring in your mind. So that dress and address. Then change it to the another one, Dwapar Yuga or Copper Age, as you are the deities and you are in the temple, and accordingly a long queue of the worshippers is there before you and you are blessing, giving them blessings. So when my picture or my model, they can bless the worshippers, then when I am in this living body, in this one, why can't I do this one? So that is why Baba wants that try to give and give and give, always become Data. And if our practice is there, to give and give and give, then we will always feel victorious. Give means there is nothing physical, not necessarily give, yes, blessings, gifts, the vibration of peace, happiness, contentment, virtues. There is no expenditure in that one. But that you can always give and give. So, whenever we used to go in the company of Baba near, even if Baba is not there, Baba is little distance apart, and such type of pull used to be there, that one used to be automatically getting pulled. And this stage we all have to attain towards the end. And by practicing this much, that changing our dress and address as many number of times as possible throughout the day. Then what else on that one? Because these are some of the things which what I observed in Baba. And now let us come to the final day on 18th January. You see, As I told you, I was an engineer, petroleum engineer, and when I was being posted very far off place from Mount Abu, a state known as Assam, about some maybe 3,000 kilometers from here, and there was not a single center at that time. And I was not feeling to go, but my Laukik father said, okay, let us inquire, let us ask Baba. If Baba gives permission, then you go. Otherwise, there were other jobs also in the hand. So we went to Baba, but Baba said, no, no, you go there. Don't think that as the government is sending you, as Baba is sending you, because some of the my child, they are waiting for the message. And once you become an instrument, they will come in the knowledge. And really, what I observed and found, that within 1 month or so, that so many souls came in the spiritual knowledge, and most of them used to have the divine vision, sakshatkar. But as soon as they will listen the murli and ye, they will immediately go to sakshatkar, divine vision, and then experience so many things. So this is what Baba used to say. Baba always say that if I feel that the instrument is not as powerful as it should be, then Baba enters and Baba gives the knowledge. Sakar Murli. Rama, you must have gone through some of those Murlis. So at that time, I always used to feel that it is beyond my power. It is as Baba is getting the things done, and because I never had a vision so far after this, more than 40 years in this spiritual knowledge. But those who used to come, they will listen Murli and immediately they will go to the Sakshatkar. They will see so many things in the divine vision. So what Baba gets done and Baba wants to get done through these instrument, that we should try to understand and realize. And once we surrender to Baba mentally, surrender doesn't mean all come to the center and physically, but once we surrender mentally, then Baba gets his work done through these instruments. So that what I observed. Then when I was going there, Baba told this thing, oh, you go there and Baba will call you. As soon as the work is done, Baba will call you. So at that time I didn't understand. But I went there and then service was expanded, and just maybe around the second week of, after the first week in January 1969, I got a message that you come here, and through, because at some places some museum was to be made, I asked Baba, ki Baba, should I go there? Then Baba immediately wrote, okay, you can go there, but first come to Madhuban and come immediately by plane, you see. So I am talking you of January 1969. My job was also new at that time. But since Baba has given the message, I immediately applied for leave and reached Madhuban on 17th January morning. So 17th and 18th January, I was in Madhuban with Baba, and at that time I had the good fortune to see the Baba's Karmatit stage, you see. 17th and 18th January, what some of the points I narrated you. And at that time, because Baba was in almost, he has conquered everything. Everything means his thoughts, and then Baba. At that time in the Karmatit stage, what are other things, symptoms? Because on 18th January morning, Baba came in the class, and there are three actually seats there suddenly in history hall. You must have seen. So in the middle one, the party member used to come and sit and narrate their experiences. On one, Brahma Baba used to sit, and in other one, Mama used to sit. And after Mama left the body, then that used to remain vacant, but Baba used to come and sit here and then give the murli. So on 18th January morning when Baba came, then Baba used to come in the class and then Baba will give drishti to all. And for some time at that time there used to be old time gramophone. That record used to be there. Some one or two lines of the record will be there. Then Baba will give an impression by clearing his throat. And then that was an indication as the yoga or meditation is over. And then the light will be turned off to the white one. The record will be stopped. And we used to get ready with our diary and pen to take the notes. But on that particular day, on 18th January in the morning, Baba, number of times, as Baba indicated, as Brahma Baba wants to just start the murli. But that day, Shiv Baba just wanted to bless all the children with might, with all yoga power. So then again Baba will be sitting in that meditation stage and again will start giving drishti. And Baba used to give drishti to each and every child for a few seconds like that. And then after that again Baba will just give drishti, and Dadiji was sitting in the front. So again and again Baba's drishti used to come to Dadi and blessing her with all the power she was to handle later on after Baba leaves the body. So that day in the morning, 18 January, Baba just practiced yoga and filled up all the children with the spiritual power, yoga power. And then afterwards Baba went outside, okay, sweet children, Baba ka yaad pyar, good morning, like that Baba went. So it was in the morning. And there used to be a practice that evening class always starts in the night around 9 o'clock. Right from Baba's days, this was the practice. But that day particularly, Baba may around 7:45 or so, Baba called one brother and asked him that Baba will take the class just now after some few minutes and inform all. As Baba was having a feeling, almost the last time has come and Karmatit stage is there. And so that person, Brother Jamuna Prasad, who is still handling the murlis, then he knocked the bell. At that time there used to be bell, there was no mic, etc. And then he informed all that after some maybe 20 minutes or half an hour, Baba will be taking the class and all of you should assemble in the classroom. So after taking food, etc., everybody assembled and maybe around 8:15 or 8:30, Baba came to the class. And that day actually Baba's form was just like an angel. Though this stage was there since last few days, but that particular evening when Baba entered, as some light and light is moving, entered, and because that was the final stage, Karmatit stage, Baba came and sat on that sandali and then started giving murli. That was actually the time, at that time, when Baba was giving murli, and in that particular class, not a single time Baba required to clean his thoughts. Otherwise, it was the month of January, very cold. Baba's age was also 93 plus, like that. But, and so, in the old days, that sort of some trouble was there, used to be there. But, if you go through that audio cassette, in that one, not a single time Baba required to clean his throat, and just Baba gave the murli, very powerful murli. That indicates that when one attains the karmatita stage, at that time all the karmic accounts, they are settled, and the final stage, the karmatita stage, the avyakti stage, overcomes all the karmic account. And so if there is any problem in the body, that is conquered by the person concerned. So more than some half an hour or so, more than that time, Baba just gave the class, and then after that Baba got up and again Baba started giving drishti. That day Baba had a feeling, let me fulfill these children, fill these children with all the power, yoga power. And Baba's drishti was so powerful, it used to be that it never used to stay at one place for more than maybe some 15-20 seconds or so. Just Baba will give drishti like this, then again will move and like that. Because it was just very powerful, as the 1000 power bulbs, they are glowing, and one used to feel as one is getting fulfilled completely. A sense of contentment, fulfillment, whomsoever used to take the drishti, that was there. Then after that, Baba got up and just moved one or two steps, again Baba stopped, and again Baba turned, and again Baba started giving drishti to all the childs. Then after some time, again one step ahead, again Baba stopped. As that day, since Baba had a feeling that this is my last meeting through this body, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba through this body, and so let me just meet my children, those who will be responsible for the transformation of the world. So like that, Baba gave drishti some 4-5 times. Otherwise, history hall is very small, not very big. But Baba took some 5-6 time. Baba stopped and gave drishti, you see. And then, though even Baba was knowing that he is going to leave the body, but after that one, just in the end, when Baba is near the door, then Baba said, okay, Baba chutti leta hai, goodbye, bye bye. Bas chutti leta hai means Baba takes your leave. So that Baba never told throughout number last so many years Baba was giving murli. Baba chutti leta hai, vidai leta hai, these words Baba, farewell, like that Baba said. But earlier Baba never said like that, never. So that indicates that Baba was a clear feeling as this is our last corporeal meeting. And then Baba left and silently went to his room, and his hand in the hands of Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmaniji, and just having the meeting through the eye, Baba very comfortably left the body. So in the karmatita stage also, you see, we should be able to leave our this body as per my own wish, not that as per the just the situation. If suppose suddenly the five elements, the earthquake comes, so if the earthquake comes and this building, this roof falls or something, this, because in earthquake everywhere it happens, so then that should not become a mean to take my life out. Because in the end, when such a situation is there, there will be problem and crying, and people will be crying and crying. At that time, the environment will not be conducive for this meditation or yoga or remaining in soul conscious stage. But if I have conquered these elements will not be responsible to take my life, you see. That should be a feeling that I should be able to leave my body as per my own desire. How it will happen? How I can conquer the elements? Just a few tips. Say earth. When the earthquake comes and all the building collapse like that, then if I have made the earth my friend, then a friend doesn't take the life of a friend. They always come for help in that situation, if the situation demands. So how to make friendship with the earth element? So usually the friendship is there when both sanskar match. You see, friendship is there when they are having the closed sanskar. So what is the sanskar of earth? Earth sanskar is, yes, pardon? Stable, okay, tolerant. One of the main thing is that earth is always a giver, data. You put a single seed, the plant will emerge and then so many seeds will come out. So like that, if I am always a giver, you see, as Baba says, whomsoever you meet, you always have a feeling that I am giving, giving, giving. So if that sanskar is there, then as I am matching my quality, my virtue with the virtue of the earth. Similarly, if I am tolerant, then these are some of the, as Sister was telling, stable. Most of the time, you see, my stage should be like that, so that the situation or circumstances, they are not able to make me shake, you see. So if some of these virtues of earth I practice in my life, then as I am making friendship with the earth, and then it will go a long way. Similarly, water. What is the quality of water? So in a nutshell, so we should try to match our virtues, our qualities with these of the five elements. So what is the quality of water? Cooling. And water is having biggest moving ahead. It is very flexible, adjusting power. It can adjust itself wherever it wants. You take in a glass, it will adjust in glass. You take in bucket and even a spoon, everywhere, because it is flexible. So if I am also flexible that way, I can adjust in all the situations, then I will never have conflict with anybody. And water always moves ahead, you see. If you just leave, it will go and find its own way, and if the obstruction is there, it will find it like this and move ahead and ahead. And once, if it stops moving ahead, then if it is stagnated, then what happens? Then the mosquitoes or flies or like that, it will start giving bad smell, all that thing. So if suppose these are small one, like the feeling of greed, ego or something like that, these are there, it means somewhere my moving ahead has been hampered, it has been lessened, stopped. And that is why these are my weaknesses which are affecting me. So I must always move ahead and ahead in life, you see. So coolness, as it is said. And if suppose sometime the situation is there, water quality is that if you put it on the fire, so momentarily it will be boiled and heat up. And once you take it up again out of the heat, then it will come to its original state. Similarly, if due to some adverse situation, a situation is getting making me angry or like that, if suppose momentary, if I lose this basic quality, then it should not stay for long. Immediately it is taken out of fire once, try to come out of the situation and try to come to your original stage, which is peaceful, calm, quiet and like that, loveful. So likewise, you try to find with all the five elements, the air, very light, it always moves ahead, up and up, you see. So like air also, I should always remain light. Baba says, whatever the heaviness, whatever the karmic account, whatever the things are there, you give it to me, always remain light. Let me see always that I don't become heavy by virtue of any conversation, by virtue of any thing which is adversely affecting me. No, I should always remain light and light, And once it is light, I am light, it means I am just making friendship with the air. So by air means if any cyclone comes and too much air, too much speed of the air is there, and if it is the source of destruction, but anyhow, since I have made the friendship with that element, so that will not be responsible for taking my life. Are you getting me? So like that with all the fire, the symbol of fire in our nature system is sun. So the quality of the fire is that whatever is put in it, its shape changes, transformed it is completely. So I should also be as and when required in yoga power. And Baba says that whomsoever comes before you, they should feel as they have transformed. If unhappy soul is coming, let them feel the happiness and contentment as I have been telling you. And that will be only when, you see, if the sun is there before me, and if I move ahead, my shadow will be on the back. You see, that chaya, that is my weaknesses, maya, that is. And once if I am having the back towards the sun, towards the light, source of light, then the shadow will be moving ahead of me and that will be guiding me. So I must see that my face is always towards Baba, the source of spiritual light. And if I am towards Baba always, then all my weaknesses will remain back and they will not guide me. They will be my slaves. But once if I am having the back from Baba, then these my weaknesses, they will be guiding me. So this is for fire. What is the last element? No, the ether, sky, wind, that is air, that is wind, and ether, sky, just like unlimited, very big. So our heart, Baba wants that our heart also should be like that, very big, so that it can accommodate all weaknesses, everybody's water. Because everybody is Purusharthi, somebody is having some quality, weaknesses. But even if I see, I should be able to adjust. And my communication should not be breakdown at any stage with anybody, with all the souls. Because this ether, sky is the source of communication. We scientists put the satellite there, and if the satellite is there, geostationary orbit in that one, so communication, all the TV, telephone, all the communication is due to the satellites. So I also must see that my communication doesn't, because usually what happens if I am having good and smooth relationship, harmonious relationship with somebody, then I feel to talk with him or her. And if suppose some type of strained relationship, then I want to be away. We want to avoid. Usually it happens. But what Baba wants that you all should have the very, very smooth relationship and communication with each and every soul. Because those who are going to be the king and Chakravarti king and the king of the whole of this kingdom, then they will be having some sort of communication with each and every soul. So that type of communication we must have, like that. So let us keep the aim that let me have the friendship with all the five elements so that I am able to conquer these elements and ultimately attain the karmati stage. That what Baba did and Baba attained. And that was visible from the, you see, Baba's body. Because Baba has purified this body, five elements of nature, up to the stage that though the Baba left his body on 18th January and the last rites, the cremation, the body was consumed to flame on 21st afternoon, because so many children were coming and again and I was here, I witnessed no injection was given, no medicine was applied, nothing. But Baba's body remained so much shining and flexible. Otherwise, usually, once the soul leaves the body, it becomes stiff. So no stiffness was there, no blackened, so light and always that smiling and not even slightest bad smell was coming. Nothing, because nothing was applied. This is what I am talking you about some 39 years back. I was here. So, but that is a symbol, that is a sign that Baba has conquered these five elements of nature up to that stage, that they all cooperated till the last moment. So Baba says that you have also to conquer these five elements of nature. So if our target in the mind is clear, then accordingly our Purusharth will be there. So let us keep our target very clean and clear, and let all of us attain the karma stage, what Baba has attained and what Baba wishes us to attain. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Thank you. Any question, please? Or otherwise, today is Baba's day and we all will be going down and we all will be preparing. I have myself to go down just now, so we made little. Yes, please. Not book, but in diary, what Baba did. Yes, that is available with one Ishu Dadi, who resides down in Talati. And sometimes they show it. If you want, I think through Jayanti Ven or somebody, she can show you. But we may not be able, because Baba used to write in Sindhi, that language. And even the letter, I have not brought, but I have got the Brahma Baba's letter. Baba used to write in Sindhi, then Ishu Dadi, who was his PA, she used to translate that in Hindi, or the language which the person concerned understand. And then those letters were posted at that time. So those, some of the letters are with me, but what Baba practiced about the soul and all that, and how Baba was having the control over the subtle senses, that his communication, that is there in some form of diary, that is available with Ishu Dadi. Okay?